This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. John Harbaugh recently asked about the departure of Justin Tucker, and this is what he had to say.
It was a complex decision-making process, and I'm a part of it. Eric, Sashi, Ozzie, Steve is a big part of those kind of decisions. I mean, you're talking about, arguably the best kicker in the history of the game, and like we said, it's multi-layered, it's complicated, but you've got to, in the end, it all backs up, it all comes back to what you have to do to get ready for your team to play the first game. And I think if you step back and you take a look at all the issues and all the ramifications, you can understand that, we've got to get our football team ready and we've got to have a kicker ready to go. And that was the move that we decided to make. So in that sense, it's a football decision, and now we have to spend all of our focus and our time to get these kickers ready. And we've got a competition going on and get those guys ready to go make kicks. So that's all I'm thinking about. Like, from my perspective, it's like we got to have a kicker out there making kicks. And what's the best way to get that done?
Don Harbaugh has received a lot of criticism about this, largely because he says it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And it is complicated, but why are you upset with John Harbaugh? He didn't make it complicated. Justin Tucker made it complicated. We get upset with the wrong people. John Harbaugh answered it correctly. So let me ask you a question, folks. Those of you who are upset with John Harbaugh, you work for the Ravens, who are a franchise in the National Football League. There's an ongoing investigation, and people are asking you why you let a guy go who was one of the worst at his job last year.
Yeah.
So he's one of the worst at his job last year, and he has off the field situations that he's dealing with right now. Mm-hmm. So how do you explain it? Yeah. It's complicated. It is complicated. How do you know what he can and can't say in an ongoing investigation, Ed?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never know what people expect, honestly. And I'm with you. I'm just so frustrated by people's, ignorance with some of these things. What do you expect? It is complicated. It's extraordinarily complicated. I mean, just what he said, you have arguably the greatest kicker in the history of the NFL. He's accused of a really distasteful, series of acts. And his performance was down sharply. So what do you do? And he hasn't been convicted or anything yet, but you got about 16 people accusing him of the same thing. It's like there's a lot of people saying the same thing about him. But is that the reason to get rid of him? I don't know. We saw what happened to Deshaun Watson. Another team picks him up, gives him a ridiculous contract. We've seen so many crazy things in the NFL. It's complicated.
Yeah.
That's it. It's complicated. It is.
To me, it's people think they have a right to know things. You don't. This is an ongoing investigation. So did I cut him because he was bad at his job last year and I don't believe he'll get better? Or did I cut him because I don't know how many games he's going to be eligible for? Maybe it's a combination of both. But either way, it is complicated and I can't explain it right now.
I love how people are so quick to just jump on people with both feet when something comes out. And this is, in anything. It could be Justin Tucker. It could be Ray Rice. It could be a politician. It could be anybody. Folks, have you ever looked at yourself? Like, what if any misstep you made in life was broadcast on television, captured on video, in newspapers, and you tell me you've never done anything in your life? And nothing. Never got drunk and got behind the wheel of a car. Never hit anybody you shouldn't have. Never cheated on your wife. Never cheated on your taxes. You ever steal anything? Did you ever do anything wrong in your life? What if that was front page news?
Well, here's the problem, man.
Everybody pisses
you're right about
me
that.
Off.
Here's the problem. And this is why I always ask you this way. People ask me about athletes you're around. Is he a good guy? And I ask them, does it really matter? I mean, he does his job. In our mind, we get to the point where we really want to think these are good guys. They do this, mm-hmm. they do that. So when they fall, we take it personal. You don't know these people.
Yeah.
You don't know them. And I think a lot of it is that. But I find myself, I've said publicly, I'm not a John Harbaugh guy, but I find myself defending him more and more. Because I'm not, just because he's not one of my favorite people, I'm not going to pile on when it's time to pile on.
Yeah.
If I'm in John Harbaugh's situation right now, if I'm in his position, and I'm being asked to explain the Justin Tucker, him getting cut, guess what? That explanation is complicated.
Yeah.
That's the best answer I can give you. Let's go to Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Come on, how y'all doing?
Well, right. How are you?
I don't think that it's complicated. I would just say he cut looking 16 people ain't telling the same story. Just cut him. How about I don't have to explain nothing?
Well, he didn't. He said it's complicated. It is complicated because he can't say all of that. You can't just throw things out there like that. That's a conversation that you have at a bar. That's a conversation you have with your friends. But you don't have that conversation. You don't make a comment like that when potentially millions of people are going to hear and see that, that comment. You can't do that. That's what some people don't understand. Yeah. I would just say this. Yeah, you would just say that to your family, to your friends, to your buddy at the bar.
Yeah.
But you're not going to say that to a camera.
No, and I think people forget that, you know, when something is ongoing, you really can't say much. You just can't. And that's an answer. I mean, it just is, because that's far from over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go out to Lou in Edgewood. What's going on, Lou?
Hey, guys. Listen, you know, I'm a Browns fan and not happy about the Deshaun Watson incident when that happened. It's not ideal for that kind of character to be in the locker room and just that all that drama and all the baggage that comes with it. The Ravens are one of the few franchises in football that makes right decisions, and they do it consistently. And I'm not even a Ravens fan, and I will tell you guys this. When they cut Ray Rice, it was the right thing to do. Cutting Justin Tucker was the right thing to do. It's not a good look for the franchise, and you have to stay. You have to put some morals and values behind your product, or people won't stand behind it. Does that make sense to you?
Hey, thanks a lot, Lou. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Morning, man.
Yeah, you guys are speak my thoughts. It's like I have these people, like Ed says all the time, the perpetually offended, they want automatic satisfaction. And I have four words for those people. Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they don't put themselves, they don't judge themselves.
No, they've all lived perfect lives.
Day in and day out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I think in this case, the ones that want more answers from Harbaugh are probably the ones that are defending Tucker, though. I think that's the opposite. I don't think they're judging him. I think they're probably more defending him. But I think more so than that, they want answers. And sometimes you just can't get answers, man. Johnny, Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. What's up?
Not much,
hey,
man.
I think Tucker actually made it hard on the masseuses. But look, if they'd have kept Justin Tucker, these are the same people that have been giving the Ravens beef for not cutting him. They'd have been asking questions, why ain't you cutting him? Why ain't you cutting him? Why are you supporting him? Why are you supporting him? The Ravens couldn't win on this.
And that's what, and Johnny, that's what makes it complicated. That's why I'm like, why are you all upset with John Harbaugh? He didn't do any of this. Justin Tucker made this complicated. He did. Because if Justin Tucker, if he has no off-the-field issues, and they go out and they get competition for him and they draft someone and they cut him based on performance, then you guys know what it is. You can agree or disagree with it, but you know why. But because he muddied the water, he made it complicated. Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I think, like you, Rob, this is a very difficult thing when it comes to a billion-dollar-plus business trying to make sure that their end looks right. Harbaugh was definitely going to catch a little bit of love, but for the money he gets paid, he's got to stand up in front of everybody and talk because he is our head coach. But he don't deserve it like that, I don't think. Maybe a little bit, but not.
No, he don't work for you, though. He don't work for you. He works for the Ravens, and the Ravens are a franchise in the NFL. So he can't always say what you want to hear. He has to walk the line sometime, and I think that's what people don't understand. You think in sports, you run the show. I'm sorry, fans don't run the show. He doesn't work for the fans. He works for Steve Bisciotti. Steve Bisciotti has an organization as a franchise in the National Football League. Those are the people that John Harbaugh has to please, Ed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the people. There's an ongoing investigation. How many times have police officers or police spokesmen gotten on television and people ask them about something and the spokesman says, that's part of an ongoing investigation? That's their answer. Ain't telling you anything. That's part of an ongoing investigation. They can't talk. So John Harbaugh, yeah, all the money he makes as a head coach in the National Football League is why he's not going to tell you anything that he's not supposed to tell you, because he makes a lot of money in the National Football League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.